If you watch television, you most likely have your favorite shows. Like there's not enough real drama in life, in some weird sort of way, solace is found in the drama of some imaginary fantasy world or Hollywood. Nevertheless, television, like many other things in life, can develop into an addiction. Regardless of the genre, whether it be soap operas, sports, or reality TV, the what happens next keeps viewers coming back day after day, week after week. In some cases, the audience develops an almost filial fixation with the show and or one or more of the actors. Now that the hook is set, the script writer begins to reel in the catch. One or more of the characters are involved in some immoral activity and or relationship. These events are not happenstance. They are by design, targeted to reel in the viewer to not only accept the conduct, but to also feel the plight of the character being portrayed. Commercials as well are scheduled entertainment, are designed to get the watcher to take the bait. Isaiah said, "Woe unto them that call evil good and good evil, that put darkness for light and light for darkness, that put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter," Isaiah 5:20. For good and evil to exist, there must be an ultimate standard by which good and evil can be weighed. What is the standard? The scriptures identify only one reliable source. For the grace of God has appeared, bringing salvation to all men, instructing us to the intent that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly and righteously and godly in this present world, Titus 2:11 and 12. Living godly, that is, accepting God's right to rule, and living righteously, accepting God's revealed standard of what is moral, that is good, and what is immoral, what is evil. Let us consider the source by which we govern our lives. What standard do we set? As you take out throughout your life and whatever your habit is, remember, the God of heaven is watching.